Hey, Berry Besties. Welcome to my daily dump. So I had a bit of a womp womp today. I forgot to do my miracle morning and that's okay. I'll just double up tomorrow. I had a great ride for not missing any days, but it happens, right? No one's perfect. I will be so glad when Mercury is out of retrograde. Do you know how many issues I have had with technology since November 9th? Particularly with the podcast recording software. I use a software as a service platform called Riverside. And I have had some of the most bizarre issues. And I'm not talking issues that are my fault because I had my microphone muted or anything like that. It's that I record something and like this. And then when I'm done, there's only like 5 seconds of it that is available. So then I have to redo what I just did. So you can imagine the amount of frustration that occurs when, say, for example, my daily diary journal audio journal is 30 minutes long and I have to go redo the whole thing. Those kind of things have happened numerous times. I have connected with Riverside support and they don't know why it's going wrong. They just say, oh, you need to make sure that your microphone is connected and you do this whole checklist, which I realize I'm still probably considered a newbie at this, but I am not an idiot when it comes to technology. I've worked in the tech space for 10 and a half years. I am not afraid of technology. I'm not afraid to click sliders or buttons or anything because the likelihood you're going to fuck it up is pretty slim. Also, when you have a software as a service, you can typically Control Z on a Windows machine, Command Z on a Mac, and it undoes it. Takes it a step back for you. That doesn't always work. I realize. But frequently it does. So I will be incredibly grateful when Mercury goes direct Saturday next week. So y'all, we have just about a week and a half. I'm over the tech gremlins. I know last week I complained that the ghosties were to blame. And I do think some of their little mischief was, at play, but mostly I'll concede that it was Mercury. So today I had a podcast interview with Gail Showalter, and she is the most adorable lady. She is from Texas and I love talking to her. She's a lot of fun and she is a great storyteller. She has such an incredible story for her whole life, like the different things that happened. definitely some painful times, as we all do, but they didn't stop her. She just has this incredible story, multiple stories of how she's pivoted. And, you know, like she runs into a wall or something she wasn't expecting happens. And so she has to find a different way. And I find her so refreshing, and her stories are empowering and inspiring. She has a nonprofit called Single Moms Empowered. Actually, I'm going to have to check that right now as we speak, because I don't think that's correct. It is Single Moms Empowered. And so she helps single moms upskill. So in her own life, she realized that having some sort of an education, whether it's a college degree, having some sort of an educational sort of credential was very key for her. And so whether it's a college degree or not, her nonprofit is to help single moms get this credential that they want. And they help with whatever the moms need, you know, and it's not just anybody. So they do a really good job at vetting out the moms who are accepted into the program. And it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. One thing that I have long wished, and it's born out of something that I witnessed whenever I was much younger. I wish there were programs like this for single dads. And that's because I noticed that when my brother was a single dad, that he could not get the same kind of help as single moms could. And believe it or not, single dads do have quite a bit of struggle. They don't all. I know in general, men make more money and have more opportunities than men. I'm sorry, they have more opportunities than women, but they still have to deal with sick kids, daycare issues, or childcare issues. You know, they don't all make a lot of money. Some of them don't have credentials. Some of them don't have an education, or, you know, they don't have a trade that they've learned. And so I thought that it would be cool to have, you know, a nonprofit that would help single men with children, so single dads. I still think that that would be cool. Now, it would probably look a bit different than the ones for single moms, but I still think that there is a need for something like this. But as a woman, I don't really know how to go about that. And plus, I have never had any children of my own, so I'm still, like, I'm ignorant to what really anybody needs, aside from they probably would need resources for childcare and like food assistance or rent assistance, finding places to live that are safe, you know, resources for transportation, like if that's public transportation and whatnot. Aside from that, I have zero clue. I'm incredibly ignorant. And my voice is really froggy. So apologies for that, but I can't help it. So yeah, I do think that there is a need for that. And I'm not sure that if anyone has started this, but I definitely know that however many years ago that I was thinking about this, probably something like 25, that no, because my brother wasn't a single dad at that point. So I'll go with at least 30, probably a little bit more. And now my nephew is a single dad. And he's not, like he's in a trade and he does pretty well that way, but he still has the issues with childcare, like when there's a sick kid and, or if there's an issue during work and, you know, like his kids get sick during work, he has to leave. That's hard. That's hard for anyone, not just men. I don't know what anybody does in that moment aside from you leave work and you go pick up your kid. And I would never say that that's not difficult. That must be incredibly difficult, particularly if you have a job where you can't work from home. And if your employer is one that gives you only a particular amount of vacation time and you have that bank, whether you get it like once a year, you get the whole thing, or if you accrue it as time goes on, when that time is gone, it's gone. And so then if you have to miss work, what are you going to do? You're just going to have to take the hit to your finances, which sucks. I don't know anybody who doesn't rely on their income, like their whole income. And I'm not saying that you don't rely on, I'm not saying that you don't save money. I'm saying that you rely on having every dollar that you make so that you can do all the things with your money that you have planned out. And that includes save, which reminds me of two things. One, in my talking yesterday, I kind of got sidetracked. Actually, probably more than a couple things. Firstly, since I'm talking about my nephew, when I said that my dad's sister said that he'd been hanging around with me too much because he doesn't want to work. Not only was that not true about me, it was not true about him. He was trying very desperately to find a job then. Anyway, then I mentioned that, now I've lost my train of thought, which is great. This is totally something that happened during my second COVID infection in 2021. So since then, my brain will fall off track. And if it comes back, great. If it doesn't, I don't know what to tell you. Except that now I know if what comes back to mind is what I forgot previously. But so I was talking about my nephew and I wanted to mention that he was working. Oh, right. And so when I said also that I was talking about being left out by my dad's sister. And by the way, that's how I referred to her. After she told me that she didn't give a flying fuck whether I lived or died. Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. And I am also an 8. If you're going to do that, I have nothing left for you. So just cut you off. So she's been cut off. Oh, she's dead. She actually, I kind of laugh because I don't know that I have ever said this out loud to anybody, but I said, leave it to her to go out on a day like that. She died on January 6th, 2021, the day of the riots. And, you know, like it's a day that people are going to remember. And so I have to laugh, just given who she was. Anyway, but I was saying that I expect the kind of behavior from her that I'm experiencing from my aunt, my mom's sister. Except that I didn't finish that thought yesterday. And so I want to be fair and circle back there just to say, I expect that from my dad's sister. Don't expect that from my aunt, my mom's sister. And speaking of her, since I'd never heard from her, I called her. And we had a conversation. It was a little bit painful. And I don't mean emotionally. I mean, like, there was a lot of, you know, like, in the radio business, they call it dead air. So there was just a lot of silence on the line. I was just trying to give her space to talk, but I definitely understand. And I feel like my intuition was coming out last night when I was talking in my audio journal to y'all. But when I said I wasn't sure if what's going on with my mom is difficult for her to be around. And so I just asked. And it is. And I honestly can't fault her for that because I 100% understand. I get it. That's how I felt with my dad when my dad was really bad off and he was getting to the end of his life. And in case I haven't said, my dad had cancer. And the way that cancer stole from him, it was so difficult because the man that I saw, like physically, that wasn't my dad. Like, it didn't really even look like him. My dad was strong. He was active. And cancer took all of that from him. My dad loved to cook, and people who love to cook love to eat. And it stole that from him. He couldn't eat. And it was very difficult for me to be in his presence because it wasn't my dad. Like, literally, it was my dad. I get that. But it's not, it wasn't the dad that I knew. It was so, you know, like when people say I was shook, that's how I felt. It was disorienting. Because, you know, it wasn't Like it was just wasn't me. And I didn't know how to deal with that. I didn't know how to cope with it. And so I get it. I get it. And I encouraged her to, you know, take care of herself, take care of her mental health, to go to therapy. She has in the past been in therapy, as probably all of us need to be in therapy, me included. But I realize also that mental health care is difficult to come by. And I don't necessarily mean with cost, although that can be an issue and often is. But I also know that there's seems to be a shortage of providers for the number of people that need help. And so where probably like whenever I was a teenager and experiencing panic attacks and such as that, and it was new, I could see a therapist every week. That is a luxury if you can see a therapist every week. I don't honestly know anyone who gets to see someone every week, unless they're like in an EAP sort of thing. Then, yeah, I know that people can get in every week then. But it shouldn't be that way. But I understand because a therapist can't see clients for 8 hours straight. And they can't do it every single day. And I understand that because doing my podcast, The High Functioning Disaster, can be incredibly draining. And it's not, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that as therapists hold space for their client to talk and to share. And that is literally what I do in that podcast, is I hold space for the person to tell their stories. Not everyone has heavy, heavy stories. So not everyone drains me. And it's not even something that I'm consciously aware of that's happening until it is wild, but it happens like the next day. So over the course of time, you know, like I've been conducting interviews for 3 or 4 months, I think 3 months. And I realized that I cannot do interviews every day. I can do pre-interviews at any point, but I cannot do actual recorded interview sessions 2 days in a row because it saps my energy. And I warned Brandon that when he started interviewing that it would probably happen to him, and I would be surprised, and to consider structuring his calendar in a way that he's not interviewing every day, that he has a day or two in between the days when he's interviewing so that, you know, he can recover. And this is something that people don't typically talk about in podcasting. But I know that when I'm taking care of myself the best that I can, and that includes exercising and getting proper nutrition, not consuming slider foods and or sugar, that absolutely is incredibly helpful for combating that sort of burnout feeling. And I don't know how to describe it any other way. It's not burnout in the sense of, oh my gosh, this is dreadful and drudgery and I don't want to do this anymore. Like you feel when your job is too much. You just need to recover a little bit. And it's for real. But I feel so fortunate that I get to do this. I get to have these conversations with people who have had some of the most challenging and or horrific things happen to them. And they've come out the other side and they have something to offer, sort of like a grain of sand that turns into a pearl inside an oyster, or, you know, a beautiful diamond that is hiding underneath a bunch of dirt. You know, you just polish it up and it's gorgeous. I feel incredibly grateful that I get to do this. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else to chat about. I was talking about mental health. It's so incredibly important to take care of our mental health and to be able to see a therapist when we need to see one. And I wish that we could all benefit from therapy. And I guess we probably all can, but the reality is that there aren't enough therapists to cover all of us, particularly if we want more than one session in a month. And some places can't accommodate more than every other month. And that's my situation. I see a therapist every other month to help me cope with what I'm dealing with my mom. And my health insurance from my previous job ends on the 30th of this month. I opted to pay for an additional month, which was wowzers, incredibly expensive. But it's phenomenal insurance. And then come January 1st, we'll be on my husband's insurance, which is incredibly lackluster. It'll be an incredibly huge and difficult change, and I am not looking forward to it. I do not understand how such a large international corporation could have such shitty benefits. I just don't get it. Do not get it. Anyway, it doesn't help to complain about it because it's not changing anything. I gave my feedback when I enrolled in the benefits for next year. But that's it. I considered keeping the Cobra at least for myself. But no. That's way too expensive. Even more expensive than just taking his insurance and dealing with all the extra upcharges that we're going to have. This country is a high-functioning disaster. I would really love to have a sort of, I try to stay away from politics and religion, but I would really love to have a political sort of conversation, I guess. So not a debate. I'm not interested in debating. I'm not interested in arguments. Honestly, I feel like debates are just another word for arguments. I like discussions. I don't want them to be heated either. Let's just exchange some information here. To be fair, and I think I've said, but if I haven't, I think it's pretty obvious that I lean a bit toward the left. If we're talking left and right, if we're talking colors, I lean a bit more to the blue side, although I have a tint of purple to me. I'm not completely liberal. I do have a little bit of conservative in me, but not very much. So I asked a couple of my friends who are churchgoers if there are any churches that are not full of MAGA jerks who actually live in love like the Jesus in the Bible, and they don't behave like the Pharisees. Because I'm considering that maybe I should have a faith community, even though I openly admit that I struggle with organized religion because of people like, they quote, MAGA jerks. And to be fair, not everybody who supports the MAGA stuff is outwardly rude, but the whole agenda is, I think, pigeonholing. It fails to consider that we're a diverse people. It fails to, currently, it fails to consider that all of us come, let me back up just very slightly. All of us come from immigrants or are immigrants from somewhere. Unless we are 100% Native American, most of us are not. Otherwise, our families were born elsewhere, or we were born elsewhere. My family comes from Europe, and I have for quite a long while wondered why on earth we would need to. So many years ago, when we had to declare our race on things here in the US, you know, black, white, or African American, Caucasian, Asian, Native American, etc., they added in that sort of ethnicity question. And I was like, oh, what's this? I remember thinking this. Why are they asking this? And so usually when I see it, it's a drop down. So you have to open it and then pick whether or not you're Hispanic. And I thought, well, that's weird. Why on earth are they wanting to know specifically, are you Hispanic or not? Several years ago, but now look at what's going on. It's very interesting, at the least. Disturbing is what I would call it. And I know when I talked about my trip to the post office, the brown people who were in that post office, it was majority brown people getting passports or applying for a passport, because that is their protection to prove that they're an American citizen. That's terrifying, y'all. That's terrifying. I don't understand how so many people can turn a blind eye to it There's still people. I don't agree with the way that they're being treated. I also don't agree that you just hop across the border. Although I understand why the majority of them do. They're trying to escape horrific conditions, poverty. They just want a better life. I understand that. There has to be a better way. I'm a problem solver. I don't have all the information to solve the problem, but I just believe that there has to be a better way. We don't need to resort to violence and all this bullshit that's going on. It's inhumane. You don't need to treat people that way. And speaking of mistreating people and Hispanics, here in the Indianapolis area, not in Indianapolis specifically, but just outside, and I believe this made the national news, a homeowner shot and killed a woman who was trying to get into the house to clean it. She worked for a cleaning company, but she had been given the incorrect address. She was in the correct neighborhood, but she had the wrong address. And instead of calling law enforcement and, 911, he grabbed his gun and shot through the door and killed this woman. And then tried to claim stand your ground law, the castle doctrine. Guns are not my favorite, but even though we no longer need one, I do have a license to carry. Indiana got rid of the law that requires you to have a license to carry a firearm, but I still have mine and I will keep it just in case they bring it back. You can't just shoot somebody because you feel like you might be threatened and they haven't even breached your front door, at least not in the state of Indiana. They have to come into your house. Like, it's not illegal for them to be on your front porch. It's not illegal for them to be at your door. They have to actually breach your door, like cross your threshold. And I just couldn't believe that it took as long as it did for charges to be filed against this man. It didn't make sense, and it still doesn't make sense that it took that long. But yeah, my impression from my 30,000 foot view, because I'm not a part of this situation, I have my information from the local news, is that this man probably saw two, quote, Mexicans, even though they're not Mexican, people on his doorstep trying to get in. And whether it's conscious or unconscious, I believe he had a bias toward these brown people on his porch and said, absolutely not. And killed them. Well, killed the one. And it's incredibly heartbreaking, incredibly unfortunate, but I hope there are lessons that we are learning from all this violence and prejudice, profiling even, that's going around and happening in our cities because it is wrong. And I did not mean to get down this rabbit hole. I do not apologize because I believe that people are being mistreated in some of the worst ways, and it needs to stop. And I need to get this done so I can go to bed. It's getting late. So I don't think there's anything that I forgot to mention, but I'll see you tomorrow for my next step.